Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha Conclave in Bhubaneswar. Says Eastern India is growth engine of the country and Odisha is an important part of it. Political parties intensify campaign for assembly elections in Delhi. Elaborate arrangements made at Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj in view of Mauni Amavasya tomorrow. 5 people killed and over 40 injured as wooden structure collapses in Baghpat, Uttar Pradesh. Train services disrupted across Bangladesh following indefinite strike by railway employees. And 38th National Games to begin today at Dehradun in Uttarakhand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha Conclave in Bhubaneswar today. Utkarsh Odisha is a flagship global investment summit hosted by the Odisha government aimed at positioning the state as a leading investment destination and industrial hub in India. Speaking at the conclave, the Prime Minister said Eastern India is the growth engine of the country, with Odisha playing a crucial role in this progress.
मैं पूर्वी भारत को देश के विकास का ग्रोथ इंजन मानता हूं। इतिहास साक्षी है, जब ग्लोबल ग्रोथ में भारत की एक बड़ी हिस्सेदारी थी, तब पूर्वी भारत का अहम योगदान था। पूर्वी भारत में देश के बड़े इंडस्ट्रियल हब थे, पोर्ट्स थे, ट्रेड हब थे। ओडिशा साउथ ईस्ट एशिया में होने वाले ट्रेड का प्रमुख सेंटर हुआ करता था।
Mr. Modi emphasized that rapid growth is not possible solely through the export of raw materials and highlighted India's efforts to overhaul the entire industrial ecosystem to reverse this trend.
देश की तेज प्रगति सिर्फ रॉ मटेरियल के एक्सपोर्ट पर संभव नहीं है, इसलिए हम पूरे इकोसिस्टम को बदल रहे हैं, नए विजन के साथ काम कर रहे हैं। यहां से मिनरल निकले और फिर एक्सपोर्ट होकर के दुनिया के किसी देश में पहुंचे, वहां पर वैल्यू एडिशन हो और फिर वो प्रोडक्ट भारत में वापस आए, ये ट्रेंड मोदी को मंजूर नहीं है। ओडिशा में जो रिसोर्सेज हैं, उससे जुड़ी इंडस्ट्रीज भी यहीं लगे, इस दिशा में हमारी सरकार काम कर रही है।
Mr. Modi reiterated the government's commitment to building a vibrant ecosystem for research and innovation and urged industries to collaborate with the government in this endeavor.
सरकार देश में रिसर्च से जुड़ा एक बहुत वाइब्रेंट इकोसिस्टम बना रहा है। इसके लिए एक स्पेशल फंड भी बनाया गया, इंटर्नशिप और स्किल डेवलपमेंट के लिए एक स्पेशल पैकेज घोषित किया गया है। इसमें भी इंडस्ट्री खुलकर आगे आए, सरकार के साथ मिलकर काम करे, ये सभी की अपेक्षा है। जितना बड़ा और बेहतरीन भारत का रिसर्च इकोसिस्टम होगा, हमारी इंडस्ट्री को इससे सीधा फायदा होगा।
The political battle has intensified in the national capital as the poll date is coming closer. Campaigning for the 70-member Delhi Assembly polls is in full swing. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters in favour of their candidates by conducting roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. A report.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is going to hold a roadshow in the Badarpur and Kasturba Nagar constituency today. Mr. Shah will also address a public meeting in the Kalkaji area. BJP today launched another bold campaign song sung by party MP Manoj Tiwari, which reflects on different aspects of party's poll manifesto. Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal scheduled to hold public meetings in Ghoda and Karawal Nagar this evening. Senior AAP leader and Chief Minister of Punjab Bhagwant Man will also hold a road show and address a public meeting in different parts of the city. Ahead of his public meetings, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today today offered prayers at the Valmiki Temple in Gold Market area and also met locals at the Harijan Basti. He will address a rally at the Patparganj and Okhla assembly seats this evening. Another Congress leader, Sachin Pilot, will hold a roadshow in the Badli area to seek people's support in the favor of their party candidates. Delhi assembly polls are scheduled for 5th February and counting will take place on 8th February. With Divakar, Saklen Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Uttar Pradesh, at least 5 people died and over 40 others were injured in a stampede following the collapse of a makeshift stage at the Bhagwan Adinath Nirvan Laddu festival in Baghpat today. The incident occurred when devotees climbed onto the platform to participate in the religious ceremony, leading to chaos and panic at the site. Several devotees were reportedly injured in the commotion. Baghpat District Magistrate Asmita Lal confirmed that 5 deaths had been reported so far, while 40 injured people had been rushed to different hospitals in Bharot town.
आज जैन समाज का एक कार्यक्रम था बड़ौत में सीक्वेंस स्कूल में जो पिछले 30 सालों से हर साल होता है और यहाँ पे एक वुडन स्ट्रक्चर था जो कोलैप्स हो गया और अराउंड 40 लोग जो हैं वो घायल हुए हैं और उन सभी को हॉस्पिटल पहुंचा दिया गया है और 20 लोगों का प्रथम उपचार करके उनको घर भेज दिया गया है बाकी 20 लोगों का उपचार अभी चल रहा है.
Rescue operations are underway. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to expedite relief efforts and ensure proper treatment for the injured. And now news from the Mahakumbh Mela. The Uttar Pradesh government has significantly enhanced security arrangements in Mahakumbh Prayagraj in view of Mauni Amavasya tomorrow to ensure safety of devotees. The government has implemented a robust 7-tier security plan. Our correspondent reports that the Mahakumbh area has been designated as a no VIP zone.
Around 3,000 CCTV cameras, including 328 AI-enabled cameras, has been installed across the Mela grounds. Over 50,000 police personnel, including paramilitary forces, have also been deployed to ensure the safety and security. Inspector General of Police, IG in charge, PSC Prayagraj, Rajiv Narayan Mishra said that for the first time, underwater drones have been deployed to monitor activities beneath the water at Sangam.
PSC bal ko bahut sare sadhan sansadhan Uttar Pradesh sarkar se mani Yogi ji ke nirdesh ke kram mein prapt हुए हैं जिसमें कि पहली बार अंडर वाटर ड्रोन हम लोग प्रयोग कर रहे हैं जो कि जल के नीचे होने वाली गतिविधियों पर लगातार नजर रखता है. साथ ही साथ सोनार सिस्टम है साउंड नेविगेशन और रेंजिंग सिस्टम. साथ ही साथ कोई व्यक्ति हो कोई वस्तु हो ये दोनों उपकरण हैं वो लोकेट करने में मदद करते हैं.
दी उत्तर प्रदेश गवर्नमेंट इज एंटिसिपेटिंग रश ऑफ अराउंड 8-10 crore डिवोटीज ऑन मौनी अमावस्या. दी मेला एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन इज लीविंग नो स्टोन अनटर्न्ड टू एंश्योर दी सेफ एंड सीमलेस मूवमेंट ऑफ डिवोटीज फॉर दी मौनी अमावस्या अमृत स्नान. विद दीपेंद्र कुमार, अमन यादव, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, प्रयागराज.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Beating the Retreat ceremony will be held at the Vijay Chowk in New Delhi tomorrow. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said this year 30 performances will captivate spectators with foot-tapping music of the bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. The ceremony will be graced by President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other Union Ministers. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 on the 1st of next month. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. Experts and people are expecting that this time the government will focus on growth, job creation and fiscal prudence by emphasizing on building robust infrastructure in the country. In a special series ahead of the presentation of the Union Budget, Akashvani News is bringing the expectations of experts and people from the Union Budget. Talking to Akashvani News, Director General of Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, Jyoti Vij, said the Union Budget must continue to focus on strengthening the long-term growth levers.
On the employment side, Madam FM had actually announced a few of some measures last year which were meant towards employment generation. We hope that this year we will hear more about it so that this dream of actually employing our youth gainfully will be achieved as quickly as possible.
The Confederation of Indian Industry CII ICTE Committee Chairman Vinod Kumar hoped that there will be more focus on manufacturing and job creation.
Our key priority is economic growth. We have seen a little slowing down in the last quarter, so we are obviously concerned about that, and we hope that it is only temporary. And the second expectation resultant from that economic growth is jobs growth or growth in employment. On the economic growth front, we believe that besides the government infrastructure spend, we also feel private sector investment had just started increasing, and we hope that either a tax relief or a change in the tax slab will give us a momentum to bring economy back on a track of about 6.5 to 7% growth.
Tourists have been flocking to Mangan district in North Sikkim over the past 2 months, marking a strong revival in tourism. Tourists visit the area came to a halt in October 2023 due to floods triggered by a glacial lake outburst. North Sikkim was reopened to tourists on December the 1st last year. More from our correspondent.
The North Sikkim is a favorite destination for domestic as well as international tourists. This part is known for frequent snowfalls during the winter period, and tourists visit destinations including Lachen, Lachung and Yangthang. Hotel industry, travel agents and transporters had to suffer massive losses over the past 15 months due to lack of tourism activities. But the reopening of tourism activities have brought joy to the local people and industry. North Sikkim shares border with China, and for this, tourists visiting the high-altitude destinations need permission from the authority to visit such places. Manas Patim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
In Bangladesh, railway services have been suspended across the country as the running staff launched an indefinite strike to demand special post-retirement benefits. The strike began at midnight on Monday after talks between railway authorities and the Union of Train Drivers and Support Staff failed. As a result, passengers are facing significant inconvenience as trains scheduled to depart after midnight were cancelled, bringing train operations across the country to a standstill. The National Games 2025 are commencing in Uttarakhand from today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this grand sports event in Dehradun. Extensive security arrangements have been made in view of the Prime Minister's visit. More details from our correspondent.
The National Games 2025 are officially starting in Uttarakhand from today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this mega event in Dehradun. The opening ceremony will showcase a unique blend of Uttarakhand's folk culture and modern technology. Several dignitaries, including union ministers, members of the Indian Olympic Association and national players have started arriving for the event. This year, around 10,000 athletes from 28 states and 8 union territories are participating in the National Games. The games are being held in 11 cities across 8 districts of Uttarakhand, featuring 47 events in 35 sports disciplines. Sports competition will continue till Feb 14th. It is anticipated that this grand event will not only provide an excellent platform for athletes but also give a new identity to the tourism and sports culture of Uttarakhand. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
In ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, the match between India and Scotland is underway in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Sent to bat first, India has set a target of 209 runs after scoring 208 runs for the loss of one wicket in the stipulated 20 overs. Scotland were 42 for 6 in 9 overs when reports last came in. For India, Gangadi Trisha scored the highest 110 runs and remained not out, while G. Kamalini scored 51 runs. In men's cricket, India will take on England in the third T20 international match in Rajkot, Gujarat today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha Conclave in Bhubaneswar, says Eastern India is growth engine of the country and Odisha is an important part of it. Political parties intensify campaign for assembly elections in Delhi. elaborate arrangements made at Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj in view of Mauni Amavasya tomorrow. 5 people killed and over 40 injured as wooden structure collapses in Baghpat, Uttar Pradesh. Train services disrupted across Bangladesh following indefinite strike by railway employees. And 38th National Games to begin today at Dehradun in Uttarakhand. And with that, we end the midday news.